This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, drug maker AstraZeneca scooped up a biotech company for its treatments to help the immune system fight cancer. There's also news that Amgen is buying a firm that developed a cancer drug that could generate $2 billion a year in sales. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on why drugs for cancer treatment are gaining steam with pharmaceutical companies.
Imagine for a moment that you're a small biotech firm and you manufacture drugs to treat cancer. University of Michigan's Eric Gordon says pharmaceutical giants may soon be knocking.
What's going on now is there have been so many product failures at big companies where the drugs they're trying to develop themselves haven't panned out that they end up going for whoever has a drug that looks pretty good.
According to the firm Evaluate Pharma, cancer drugs made up $84 billion in global sales last year, only trailing treatments to the central nervous system. Bloomberg Industries' Andrew Barron says cancer drugs are so hot because many primary care diseases, like high blood pressure, have gone generic. And Barron says companies can charge a premium for cancer treatments.
It's not a chronic therapy. It's a life-threatening disease for a very definitive period of time. So you don't see payers really pushing back on those types of diseases.
Barron says that since prices can run $10,000 or more a month, he expects Big Pharma to snap up as many cancer drugs as it can. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Amgen stock is up 8% this morning.